Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Nice. Hey, and welcome to another episode of Great News with Kevin and Mike.
Yeah, baby.
The Kevin Writer on Instagram and on Twitter, and Mike Catherwood.
At Mike Catherwood, that's right,
buddy. At both. This is, I think the reason people don't watch Great News is because it's not urgent. It's not breaking news. It's not something that grabs your attention right that second.
It should be, though.
But it's more important than that. You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
Keeping up on with the daily balance of sort of both the bad news and the good news at least helps your mind move forward balanced.
And I also think that a lot of quote-unquote breaking news in 2021 isn't breaking news.
It isn't.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of it's kind of political jockeying and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to downplay sincere breaking news if there's a mass shooting or some type of catastrophe. I get that. But that's like 5% of breaking news nowadays. It's always like someone did something that we should be upset about. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be happy. I like being happy. Don't you, Kevin?
I love being happy. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm about to make everyone's eardrums happy with an intro. Intro! The show's about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. That's my James tip. Ooh-ah! Great news.
My first story is one of those where you say, this is not for me.
Good start.
This job, don't want to have anything to do with.
Okay.
So
that happens all the time with me.
I'm happy there are other people who are into it.
Uh-huh.
So there is a woman who's sort of taken off on TikTok, and she's a beekeeper. That's a thing. Today, are people whose job is being a beekeeper. Isn't that crazy?
I get how you would say, I don't want to do that, but I have to admit, like, it kind of does fascinate me.
Are you insane?
Yeah, bees fascinate me.
Have you ever been stung?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Huh. All right. This woman's name is Erica Thompson, and she pretty much gets called to clean if there's bees that are under a house or whatever.
Okay.
She's called to clean them up, and then on her normal time, she'll actually... She says in this video, there are people who want bees on their property, but they don't want to upkeep it. What sense does that make? So she makes the rounds like a pool guy for the bees. Watch this video.
The family who lived here wanted to save the bees, so they called me.
Look at that.
A lot of what I do is, you know, keeping bees for folks who want bees on their property but don't necessarily want to be beekeepers themselves. But I also do a lot of live bee removals and offer educational opportunities for folks.
Hold up.
Oh my God.
Look, she doesn't have gloves. She doesn't have gloves.
That's the most fascinating part to me, because I went to some like hipster bee thing where you could go and you can collect the honey yourself and like do the whole thing.
There's no such thing as a hipster bee thing.
Oh, there totally is, dude. There totally is.
We need to go.
And I went and I did like collected the honeycomb and everything. But believe me, I was dressed like I was going to the space station.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were not getting it. This chick, by the way, we all know why her videos are going viral. She's very attractive.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, that's how the world works. But she's rocking it. Straight up in street clothes. No mask,
no face
nothing,
covering.
No gloves.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds of thousands of bees in every picture.
Yeah, that seems rough. All right, let's continue. She's just showing. It says she doesn't wear protective gear. She's just showing thousands of bees on her.
In general, you know, most honeybees don't want to sting you. So I hope that, you know, by people watching these videos, maybe they can look at bees a different way or learn something new about bees.
Hold on.
Bees are like other creatures. They'll say.
Okay, so in general, They don't like to sting you.
Yeah, because they die, right?
But what about the a-holes? There's a-holes in every group.
But I don't...
How see, is she doing
this
that?
This is where I was... Well,
do
this
you
is,
think the bees are respecting her hotness?
I think the bees, being that their brain is the size of a pinhead, have incredible instinctive understanding and knowledge. And they can sense if they are in danger or not. Because, especially a bee... And I base this on nothing. I'm just speculating. Bees' line of defense is suicide. So they're only going to go that route when they feel completely threatened. A woman who's totally composed, her heart rate isn't changing at all, just moving slowly, putting their hands up. They're like, okay, we're cool. Every time I've been stung, and I've been stung a lot, every time I've been stung, it's because a bee gets on me and I go and I'm like, ah, you son of a... And it always...
That's your reaction, automatically.
Yeah, it freaks out. And then it stings me.
All right, let's continue.
Signals and signs to communicate with you, just like, you know, maybe your dog will if he or she is scared, and they'll put their ears back or tuck their tail, and bees will send you signs like that too to let you know how they're feeling.
He's trying to get others involved in protecting bees.
There are simple things that everybody can do to help bees, from planting pollinator-friendly plants to, you know, letting the weeds go in your garden to choosing organic produce when you can. And they're vital to our existence and to our ecosystem.
How about her?
I like her. I like her.
No, I mean, how about what she's doing?
I like her.
Oh,
like
that's a great beard.
Fuck that guy. See, because she's doing it for with a purpose.
Oh, he's doing it to get famous.
No, he's doing exactly. Yeah. Fuck you, and that's still. I was there in Jackass 3D. I was Steve-O invited me to the set. I was there when they filmed the bit where they were in street clothes and they were like gonna fuck with bees, and there were these special Africanized killer bees and stuff. And I forgot who was doing the bit with Steve-O, but he asks, well, how many of these bees would it take to kill me? And he's like, probably about 10 stings could kill a grown human. And he goes, how many bees do we have here? He's like, 400,000. He's like, what are we doing? Like,
Those are terrible odds. Wow. Wow.
Oh, yes.
So Erica Thompson, congratulations. Thank you.
I love that lady.
You're doing good work.
And also, look, bees are vital. I know it sounds stupid, but... somehow, through the chain of all the things that go on in nature, they really are important, and they really are getting decimated somehow.
Yeah, agreed.
So take care of your bees, people.
I don't know what that means, but Erica Thompson, I'm very happy that she exists and does it.
It's very funny that you pulled that story first, because James Hetfield, of all people, is like a bee guy.
Is he really?
Of all people, James Hetfield, I heard him on Joe Rogan. And he's like, yeah, I moved out of San Francisco because I couldn't take, you know, all the... crazy politics. So I moved to Colorado. I run a bee farm. I just imagine like James Hetfield, like, ooh, give me your honey. Ooh, hello, bees. All right. Six-year-old going back to school.
Yes.
Very.
Like for the first time after the pandemic?
Yes.
Yep.
So he's a bit scared, like every six-year-old probably would be. And his mom is a bit, reluctant to just throw him back in because things are different for a kid that little. So Blake's mom, this six-year-old kid is named Blake. His mom says, hey, you're going back to school. I know this is kind of overwhelming. I'll make you a shirt, a special shirt for you to make you feel better for going back to school.
Does it say mommy loves me?
So I think you would expect... a six-year-old boy, it's like Spider-Man rocks,
sure,
or like
sure.
Go Lakers, or, you know, and I believe we have a picture of the kid, and the mom put up this post because she was so proud because the kid said, I want a shirt that says, I will be your friend.
No kidding.
Okay. Oh, you fucking asshole.
That's
but that doesn't even make any sense. I'm not wearing a shirt.
It's fine. I'm happy with it. That is Mike.
Listen, I don't mind you picking on me. I don't mind you picking on me. I want this fucking kid to be celebrated. Put up the fucking picture.
Your picture's Thank coming. You.
All right. So
I will be your friend.
All right. So the mom puts this up on Instagram, and it just explodes. She writes, and I quote, I have to brag on my son. I told him that as a back-to-school gift, I will make him any shirt he would like. It could have anything, a basketball theme, a football theme. These are all things that he really loves. He thought for a while and he said, will you please make me a shirt that says, I will be your friend for all the kids who need a friend to know that I am here for them. Never underestimate your kid's heart for others. I love my sweet Blake.
Blake is already a better person than both of us.
Both of us.
How old is he?
Six.
6 years old.
He's already a better person.
I mean, that's really, it's really amazing. Like that, to think that a kid in his mind, and I wouldn't think twice. I wouldn't look down on any child if they said, make me one with a princess or
well,
make
no,
me
you
one
expect
with a
that.
Dinosaur, you know, like that. Yeah,
of course.
So, but for him to think that way, it was just, it's really overwhelming. And I'm really impressed with that kid, and obviously very impressed with his parents because they must have raised him very well. Well, the response when she put this up was overwhelming.
Did Mr. Rogers answer?
He did. He showed up.
Okay.
He went to dinner with him. So, taking it even further, when Blake found out that he was getting such a response, he asked his mom to make more and then to sell them to raise money for charity. And that's exactly what she did. She made the I Will Be Your Friend shirts, with a portion of each sale going to the Real Life Center, a local nonprofit that aims to help families and individuals cope with hardships.
Wow. Wow.
Good-looking kid, too.
Wow.
He's got a big future. Big poontang future.
What? Are you, he's six.
He's giving, he's sensitive, and he's a good-looking kid.
He's
I'm just
six. Hey, maybe give him 20 years.
Maybe. Maybe.
What is wrong with you?
But I'm saying that day is going to come. And he's going to be a reckoning for many a vagina or perhaps a butthole if he goes that route.
What is wrong with you?
What if he's a gay boy? He should
fine.
Do that.
What? He's six. What does it matter? He's a good kid with
he's
a good heart.
Exactly.
No. That's the end of the story.
He should be paid
that's
back.
The
for,
end of the
he
story.
He should be paid back for that with butts and vaginas and mouths.
Oh. This hurts my soul.
Don't turn sex into something gross that we should be ashamed
of,
okay?
That's what I'm doing.
Go ahead.
All right. A man with autism asks future employers to take a chance on me. This is a kid who is just about to graduate high school. His name is Ryan Lowry. He's 20 years old from Virginia, and he has autism.
Okay.
And his parents and his brother said, hey, why don't you write a letter? You know, as he thinks about getting a job, why don't you write a letter and we'll post it on LinkedIn and we'll see how people respond to it.
Great idea, actually.
Yes. You know? So this kid, do we have the picture of his letter? This kid says, I realize that someone like you will have.
I don't believe that's the right story. I have 83-year-old Asian man says drug dealer came to his aid after.
Did you see Sully?
Well, I was thinking the
same
thing.
He just walked
like,
over and went, oh, that's the wrong story.
I was thinking the same thing as Sully, but I also thought like maybe Kevin and Sully had a meeting. Sully's one of our producers.
All right, should I move on or can we play the video for the one I set up?
I don't know what you're
talking
about. Okay. I think it would make it much easier for him if you circled back and talked a little bit about an 83-year-old Asian man, Kevin.
He said, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, guys, I have a story about an 83-year-old Asian man.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you. Oh, that other story is so good. All right, listen, we'll get to it.
Eventually.
83-year-old Asian man. This is a very sad story because this has been happening for a long, long time, but especially it's been kicked into overdrive because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And our former president calling it the China flu and all that kind of stuff. People that are Asian are being abused. Yeah. And it's incredibly sad how unbelievably stupid humans can be.
It is. It's I understand behaving out of fear. I've unfortunately made that mistake in my life, but to think that my fear would lead to me wanting to harm another human is
right.
It's crazy.
A random human that had nothing to do with whatever you're running with.
I agree.
This guy's 83 and he gets attacked, and that's very sad. That's a sad part of the story. But listen to who helped him, who came to his aid.
No, I'm so afraid to walk the streets to do my errands, you know, because we never know what's going to happen.
The terror 83-year-old Gordon Pang is experiencing stems from what happened to him on Valentine's Day, after he noticed a man staring at him while he walked to a Tenderloin Senior Center for his daily lunch.
I knew I was in trouble because he stared at me with that look. He came across very quickly and pushed me, and so I fell backwards.
Gordon, debilitated on the ground, broke his hip in three places.
God. Street people helped me. They were so kind enough. I couldn't believe it, you know. One of the drug dealers went to his car and gave me a can.
All right, hold up. People on the street helped him,
yeah.
Which shocked him, of course. Well, let me go back a step. Why do you run across the street and push a man that's 83? What's the...
Any senior citizen, like...
What's the point of that?
By the way, I wouldn't like it, but I would at least kind of understand if they robbed him. Right? At least
well,
there
no,
was...
No, it's not about that. It's
about
racism.
That's my point. It's like, there could be some motive where I go, this is horrible, but they just pushed a guy. That's fucking insane. And he's 83, and he broke his hip.
Yes, in three places.
Oh.
But he just finished saying, street people help me.
Yeah.
Which I assume means homeless?
People in San Francisco, by the way.
Yeah.
Is anyone who's not a billionaire is living on the street.
And a drug dealer in the area went to his car and got him a cane.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's Isn't amazing. That unbelievable?
It's beautiful. Yeah.
That's the only beautiful part of this story, because the rest of it is talking about anti-Asian sentiment. Let's watch.
It's nearly a month in the hospital and in rehab. He is still in immense pain.
Horrible experience, you know. I don't wish this to happen to anybody.
But similar incidents have happened in recent weeks across the Bay Area. Just today, an 83-year-old man's son, Kiet, sent me these photos of his father after he was brutally knocked to the ground Wednesday morning. Jesus. A 77-year-old woman also was attacked in a similar fashion around the same time. Unlike Gordon, Kiet's father fell forward, and his neck is broken in several places.
All right, let's...
SFPD...
Let's stop, because it's great news, and the rest of it is... Awful. Awful.
It's really
Why
awful.
Is this happening? Is it really happening because we're stupid enough to blame anyone of Asian descent or Asian Americans? Is it why is this
I don't
happening?
Believe so. I think it's one of
They're
those
not
things.
Robbing them.
I think it's there's evil existing inside certain people, and when they see that something like when they get a sense that they can enact a certain level of evil, they feel empowered to do it. If they, you know,
so it doesn't matter
comfort,
that
comfort travels in numbers.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, if let's think of something else terrible, like domestic abuse. If you're around guys you don't know, there's a pretty good chance you'd be like, I'm going to chill out and wait till these guys leave before I smack my girlfriend or something. But if you know that, you've
They're
seen
the
this,
same,
idea.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe people, I don't know. I just know. Can't understand that. And you know what is very shocking to me is and hurtful to me is that it's happening in places like the Bay Area,
yeah.
Which is one of the most legendary kind of focal points for Chinese and Japanese immigrants to this country. Like it's San Francisco's Chinatown is like you know right up there with anywhere in the world. It's very strange.
In the part of the video that we left off, the man goes on to say, when you're an Asian person, you have to keep looking around, know your surroundings, because going outside is dangerous.
It's unbelievable.
It's just crazy to me. But I would like to point out again, the great news angle of this is street people helped him and a drug dealer helped him.
And that's the other...
And
the
that's
other.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's amazing. But also in every one of these stories, these unfortunate stories of violence or hatred towards Asian Americans, almost all of them are these pieces of darkness that are then showered with an outpouring of people who say, like, we got to stop this. Let me support you. Can I give you money? Can I give you assistance? Because I think... Which is at the major tenet of this show is that, of course, evil exists. Of course, negativity exists. But by and large, it's really just this teeny little oasis in a desert of positivity and love that is our human race.
And that story is a good example of there's probably another 3 minutes on the video, and it's all about abuse toward Asian people, which is awful and needs attention. But they only say that the people on the street and the drug dealer, it's almost a throwaway. And that's the part I want to focus on and say, hey, these guys and this drug dealer saw the man, had compassion, and went and helped him out.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing part of it.
Yeah, that is truly amazing. I think it does show more when people are giving when they don't necessarily have much to give. And that doesn't necessarily always mean money. If you have been so abused by the world around you, for you to then show some emotional or spiritual yes. support for other humans, that says a lot, you know? All right. This is a beautiful little story. Again, this is not a overwhelming display of charity or generosity.
This means it's about farts. Okay, go ahead.
No. This is a real, actual, uplifting story. I watched this numerous times because this is a buddy, and he has a buddy who's blind. And this buddy who's blind, he likes sports, but he can't much enjoy it compared to the other people who can go and see.
Yeah.
So this buddy says, no problem, Bo. Come to the game with me. I got your back. Check this out.
A long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
He has a mini seal.
We've come a long way.
Like magnetic placeholders. And he's holding his friend's hand, going and showing him what's happening.
Yeah. Wow.
And the guy's clearly very happy and enjoying the game.
Wow.
I thought that was really, really sweet.
It's
not nothing big, but...
It is something big.
Yeah.
That's... Wow.
About it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
Look, he's so excited.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an amazing story.
It was really, really cute. And I always... like to think I would be that guy. I always think, like, you know what? I have a good heart. I don't know. If I had a blind buddy, I'd be like, dude, you can stay home. You can listen to fucking Chick Hearn. Okay? I'll see you when I get... or I would be like, yeah, come with me. Enjoy the... I'll kick you down some bits of info.
Right.
I'll do my play-by-play. But then I would also think, like, oh, the people next to me, man, they don't deserve that. That sucks kind of for them. So I'd be like, you know what? We'll go to the after party. Meet me at Staples Center. We'll go. But that guy's like, no. You deserve to enjoy the game.
Brought a miniature court,
yeah.
Which is crazy. All right, just to make sure I'm on track. Are we doing the brother?
Yep.
Okay, good. There was a mom who was taking video of her kids. And when did you learn, basically, that one of the most important ways of relaxing yourself when you're anxious or you're nervous or something else was about breathing?
Probably about a decade ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
This little kid is teaching his brother, who's nervous or anxious, how to breathe. He's teaching him how...
How little is this kid? When you say little kid.
Watch the video.
Right. Oh my God. He's like 4.
Look at his older brother, though.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
Breathe with me.
Oh my God, that is a beautiful, beautiful video.
How unbelievable is that?
For those of you who are listening audio only, the little kid that he's coaching is probably like 2 or 3. He's probably 5, and he's giving him detailed instructions.
He's using his hands, like breathe in, hold it, breathe out.
How to control his emotions with breathing, which is, by the way, super real. I have a hippie wife who makes me engage in a lot of bullshit, but breath control is so very, very real. And any high level athletes out there, especially combat athletes, know I'm telling the truth. You can to take control of your parasympathetic nervous system with controlled breathing and not engage your fight or flight by gasping is so real. You can really
and this kid understands that 100%,
absolutely,
and is teaching it to his younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that blew my mind.
It's another awesome. It's a great one. Sorry to go from something so beautiful to Taylor Swift, but this...
Wow.
This, Kevin...
Just got bad.
I know you're not a Tay-Tay fan.
This just got bad.
I know you're not a Tay-Tay fan, but I thought this was awesome. This was really, really awesome. So, Taylor Swift, recognizing that a lot of businesses are suffering, but not only that, that especially record stores. No one, even people who buy music, you don't go to the record store much anymore.
Yeah, true.
And she realized that, and she also realized that, hey, I'm maybe one of, if not the biggest musical star in the world, and my music is one of the most merchandisable, marketable pieces of entertainment there is. So what does she do? Fully donates 100% free 40,000 different signed CDs, her newest CD, Folklore.
Wow.
Sends them to only, not chains, only local music stores. They're all signed. They're all special edition. And the record stores get to keep 100% of the proceeds from these CDs.
Wow.
And her only caveat is that they must be sold to locals. And only one per person.
That's
impressive.
So that,
you know, you don't get some, like,
collector.
eBay collector yeah. to come in and swoop. And people have raised really, really substantial amounts of money. So,
All right. I'm only going to say this once. Mm-hmm. Only one time. Because mm-hmm. I do not like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I think she's very fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her music is crap. Okay. Having said that, she does stuff like this a decent amount.
Yeah.
She's one of those people who actually steps up and tries to help people.
I agree, and I think, like, I
you got to give her props for that, no matter what.
Right. I cut Taylor Swift a lot of slack in the same way that I would anyone who gets fucking crazy famous at a really young age.
Yeah.
I think, like, she probably is very fake. There is a veneer of Taylor Swift, I'm sure, but I don't know if she had much choice. I mean, I think she was kind of instructed at far too young an age to develop a public image where...
Out of defense, probably.
So many adults with a lot of power are telling her, you have to do this, you can't do that. People will like this, people won't like that. So although I totally agree with your assessment of it, I do think we should kind of like... Because at its core, she probably is just a nice person that wants to be left alone and hang out with her friends.
And also, like, this isn't the first story you hear about Taylor Swift doing something nice for...
Yeah,
people.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Look at Taylor. What is she thinking? That's a rough moment right there.
Yeah, where does she go from there?
Right? I want to know what's going through her mind. Like, what just happened? How do I continue?
Yeah. You know what? And another Kanye situation, too. The other time I thought that to myself, I was like, where do you go from there? Was when they were doing that Katrina relief.
Yes.
Live Katrina relief. And he's on camera with Mike Myers. They're clearly reading from a teleprompter. And all of a sudden, Kanye goes, George W. Bush doesn't care about black people. And looks at Mike Myers and he's like, and they're live.
How do you handle situations like that? That's crazy. I mean, look, don't show me that picture. I tried to give her props just now.
Oh, we're playing?
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Bring it on. Sneaky peeky. Come on. I don't have time. Let's go. Let's play. Here we go.
All right, we get two words that aren't the words we're looking for.
Right.
And the answer is a rhyming.
And we know that the answer rhymes.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hold on. I don't know why I just repeated that.
Now it's time to play for you. It's a working for you. Everybody in the world, they love you.
Now it's time to play Sneaky Pinky. Ooh.
Gelatin. Stomach. Jelly belly?
Nice. It works, but it's not the answer.
Okay. Gummy tummy.
Okay. Gummy tummy.
Rarely do you get a double stinks. Double stinks.
We're giving you points for that end.
Fart start. Flatulent beginning. Fart start. Boom. Yes. Go. Next. Snake smooch.
Hiss.
Hiss or kisser? Hiss or kisser? Hiss kiss. Okay. Kevin! again.
That's bold my second rape.
Bold rape.
Bold rape.
Brazen raisin?
How did you get that one?
Because I was like, what else could describe, what else could grape be? So I was like, grapes become rape, you know. Railroad winch. Train crane? Yeah! Train crane! Boom.
I don't know what winch is crane. I don't understand it.
A winch is anything that, like, connects with a
tether. I see. Okay.
Renowned butthole. That
White
was also
Catherwood.
My that was my original radio name.
That is a great band too. If you get a chance to see
renowned
it,
butthole, Sasha Grey, she has a renowned butthole. Anyone
famous?
Anus.
Famous anus.
High five. Boom.
Working together.
That was teamwork. Fucking levitation, y'all.
Peanuts follower. Peanuts follower.
Peanuts follower. Are we talking peanuts like Charlie Brown or Cacahuate?
Talking about Charlie Brown.
Linus? Snoopy? Charlie?
Snoopy Poopy. Nope, follower. Snoopy Groupie!
Snoopy Groupie! Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Skinny Monitor. Finn. Monitor like a visual monitor?
A TV screen? Yeah.
Or like monitor your child? Okay.
Thin, monitor, screen.
What's screen?
Is our word for skinny right? Okay, so it's thin.
Screen, what's thin? What's skinny screen? What rhymes with screen? Spleen, teen.
We're out. Lean screen.
All right. Okay, I'll give it to you.
You don't have to. He took it.
I know. But sometimes he took it and it's shit. His clue is shit.
All right, we need an outro for that game. I guess we don't.
Oh, yeah, here. Good. This isn't the same one, but this is a good one.
Oh, fuck! Locked in! I love the door!
Oh.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
I mean, that's awesome.
Trying to kick the door out. And then they put the marbles out the door so that they run out and they slip. That's what I remember.
Oh,
what a great detail.
Come on.
Poor cameraman.
Yeah, the cameraman is just sitting there getting it all. Man, oh man. No. I'm a no on that one.
You're a fucking dick, man.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's entertainment.
If you like this podcast, feel free to recommend it to your friends. Click
subscribe. Download.
Download.
Like.
A lot of thumbs up.
You do the thumb up thingy and get alerted.
With the little bell. Click on the bell.
The
That'll
bell.
Alert you.
The thumb. The what? Bell.
Why can't you talk right now?
Okay, I'm going to nail it.
Stay in your lane. That's my road.
It's been a couple shows of me not getting the outro right. Here we go.
All right. Good luck.
Outro. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues, because Kevin and Mike just gave you all the great news. All right. Woo. Back on track.
Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Nice.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.